Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this week's Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference. This is Ross Foreman. We have two special guests with us today, back by popular demand, or at least his demand. We're going to kick it off this week with the first 10 minutes with none other than Josh Matthews. Welcome, Josh.
You know, Ross, I have too much class to respond to what you just said. What is that noise? What is that music I'm hearing?
Not too sure, but what's going on with your world there, Josh?
Well, obviously, we're going to do the same thing we did last week, guys, where you guys get to ask some questions as it relates to BFG or Global Wrestling Network. But before we get to questions, Impact just released on ImpactWrestling.com and all of our socials an awesome partnership, a fantastic partnership. We are going to be doing our press conference on Friday, October 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern at Crust and Crate. In the Lansdowne Park area of Ottawa, Ontario, the site of Bound for Glory, it's a stone's throw away from the Aberdeen Pavilion. You're going to have the opportunity to meet and talk to Lashley and Eli Drake, the world champion, of course. They will be in attendance at the press conference, representatives from Crust and Crate. They are going to be our title partner with Impact Wrestling over the next month. The press conference is going to be awesome. They're going to unveil the first ever Impact Pizza. Lashley and Eli Drake will get to eat some of that pie. They'll do autographs. They'll take pictures. You'll hear from George Hanna, who's the president of Gabriel Pizza Franchise. They're the parent company for Crust and Crate. So it's just going to be a great time.
Recording started.
It's going to be a great time on Friday. The press conference again, right there at Crust and Crate, and then we're going to do a lot of great things throughout the week of Bound for Glory with Crust and Crate. They're going to serve as the official post-impact party every night. All the information that I'm giving you guys right now, I know it's a lot. It's available at ImpactWrestling.com, and we just tweeted it. So a great partner for us. We've been having a lot of fun working with these guys and coming up with different things that we're going to be doing for the week of Bound for Glory, and it all gets started this Friday with the press conference up there in Ottawa. With that said, if there's any questions, I'll take them now.
Josh, you got to explain a little bit more. Impact Pizza. What do you know about the Impact Pizza?
Well, Ross, that's a great question. I know that it's going to be the official pizza for the week from Crust and Crate. While we're up there at Bound for Glory, there's going to be a drink as well. I don't want to give away all the details, Ross. I don't want to tell everyone exactly what the Impact Pizza and the drink are going to be all about. I want to let that kind of sit here on Tuesday while everyone thinks about it, and then Friday find out all of this information at the press conference up there at Crust and Crate. What I'm doing, Ross, is a teaser. It's a teaser for what's going to be an incredible event on Friday with Lashley and Eli Drake.
Well, you're the man. That's why we have you on the teleconference back-to-back weeks. We're going to have you
and Ross
next week as well.
I'll be back every week. And Ross will be recording this for our Facebook Live from Impact Wrestling's Facebook account, and we'll put everything on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and you guys will see all of this. If you're not in the Ottawa area on Friday at 3 o'clock for the press conference, you guys can see it all on social media. Again, we are trying to do everything we can to get everyone as excited as they can for Bound for Glory. It's been a lot of hard work and a lot of fun, and we certainly hope that it's going to pay dividends in early November for us.
One note on the press conference for Friday. The public is invited, and the public will have a chance to taste the Impact Pizza.
There you go.
That said, any questions for Josh at this point? Talking about Impact Pizza, Bound for Glory, the network, anything along those topics? You got about 5-7 minutes to talk to Josh. Let's open it up for some questions with Josh.
Hey, everybody. This is Rachel Ellering coming at you. For all your pro wrestling news, check out Gerwick.net. Talk to you soon.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
Hi there, Josh. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge here in the UK. How are you this evening? Hello, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Yes,
there we go. He's good to go. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. You guys, Ross has a hard time working a phone, so I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. As I said, I'm calling from the UK, so my question is about Bound for Glory. I don't know if you've got any details yet about when and where we can see it in the UK, and what the access is going to be like through the Global Network app in the States.
We had a call yesterday as it relates to Bound for Glory on the app. Nothing was finalized. there's a lot of different ideas and different ways that it's going to be presented, and I think all that will get finalized here sooner rather than later. And I don't know about the airing in the UK. As soon as we know, we'll let you guys know. You know, we're less than three weeks away now. So hopefully all that stuff gets sorted here this week. And when it does, you'll hear it from our social media accounts. But it's all being talked about and all should be figured out here sooner rather than later.
Sorry about that.
Brian Ryder here from Main Event Radio. Josh, I want to know what your favorite topping is on pizza.
My favorite pizza topping is, we usually go with half pepperoni, half mushroom at my house, and I do the pepperoni.
Hi, it's Francis Reyes from In Ring Pop. My part is a two-part question. With the Global Wrestling Network, are you any plans to do a live stream, like, say, for instance, in the international markets like the UK? And also, as well, do you think 2018 we could see maybe a UK pay-per-view or Impact show in the UK?
I mean, I think we're all optimistic about all of those things, really. As it relates to the live stream, are you talking basically just for BFG or a live stream for all sorts of different things?
So for all streams, as you've got on the Pluto Network at the moment? Because I know that a lot of UK fans would want to see that personally.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you leave that stream on all day, 24 hours a day, I think it just gets tough to figure that out. I think right now it's strictly the, you know, the Netflix model where you get to go into PWN and pick out, you know what you want to watch and things like that. And as it relates to getting over to the UK in 2018, I don't know if that's in our calendar. I don't want to say yes or no. I know that there are a few overseas events planned and been talked about. I just can't remember off the top of my head if the UK was one of them.
Thank you very much.
Hey Josh, this is Greg Matthews from HitRemote.com. My question for you in regards to the Global Wrestling Network, is there anything in the works regarding playback options, like you can kind of pick up where you left off, similar to the WWE Network at some point in time?
Yeah, that was talked about yesterday, and, you know, the search optimization was talked about yesterday, you know, putting in someone's name and being able to recall a match or an event. All of those things were certainly talked about from a tech side and a standpoint like that, and I think that, you know, everyone that's working on it from that side is trying to make it as user-friendly as humanly possible.
Hello, Josh. Gary Gidney from WrestleView and Spotlight, Ireland. My question has been, when you come to Ireland, but you don't know that, obviously. With regards to the GFW app, or GWN app, are there any plans to showcase other companies
with? Adding any companies, is that what you asked?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think those talks are being had with various independent promotions and independent wrestling companies all over the world. You know, what kind of content do they have? How can we, you know, there's so much that goes into, you know, getting it, you know, it's not just getting it, it's making sure that it's digitized and all these things are done to the actual footage. So that it can go up on the app. So it's getting those companies, it's making the deal, then it's getting the footage and going from there. And I think that right now we've got Smash and BCW, Scott's wrestling promotion up there that you can see right now. And I think more and more will be added as we go on here.
Hello, Josh. It's Francis from In Ring Pop again. Mine's a two-part question. Are there any plans in 2018 to add any original programming to the Global Wrestling Network? And also, as well, so you hint about this Impact pizza. What are fans like? Can you give us a little extra tease about the pizza?
That last part again?
Oh, can you give us an extra, like, snippet of what the Impact pizza will be on? Like, what will it have? Any toppings or anything that you can divulge?
I'll answer the first part first. Original content on the network, yeah, I think you have to. I think I said that last week and any other thing that I've talked about, because I think you have to have original content. We were talking about a show this morning and a pilot and different things we want to do to come up with different original content, but it has to be strategic and smart. The topics on the pizza, no, I don't know what it'll be on. That's my favorite question. No, I don't know what it'll be on it. I'm sure it'll be delicious. And find out Friday from Lashley and Eli Drake. I hope it's a cheat day for those guys, because the pizza's probably going to be delicious.
Hey, Josh. This is Riju from Sportskeeda. My question is, will there be a return from Don West at Bound for Glory, or will you and JB be calling the entire event? And do you have any special appearances for the announced table plan?
I'm working on a special appearance today, actually. I just got done talking to the creative team about some ideas and different things that if it were made official today, I'd tell you guys and just spoil it, but it's not, and I don't want to do that. To the best of my knowledge, JB and I will be calling the entire Bound for Glory event, and I'm looking forward to all the matches that are going to be taking place Sunday, November 5th, live on pay-per-view.
We can go just a couple more questions for Josh.
Hi, Josh. Dennis Corby from the Irish Daily Mirror here. I'm just calling with regards to TWN and the deal with Spike UK. Of course, I know Bellator in the past have had such demand because we don't get Spike UK in their whole of Ireland. They've had demand to put Bellator events on, and then they've been streaming them on YouTube. Could you see maybe TWN streaming Impact for fans in Ireland?
I think that GWN, so Ireland right now was a part of the Total Access app, correct?
Correct.
Right, so you guys are going to be graduated to GWN. That should have already happened or is in the works of happening right now. And just depending on the delay, most territories and countries are on a 10-day delay to get the current episode of Impact. So that should be happening in Ireland, a 10-day delay for Impact.
Yeah, I understand that, but the actual stream, you know, on the Total Access app, we would get it a week after Spike UK got it, but we don't get it live on Spike UK because we don't have that channel in Ireland. So do you think you could live stream at the same time as Spike, maybe on GWN for Irish users?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I'll certainly bring it up and ask if that could be something that can be done. It could be blocked if you guys don't get Spike UK. I don't see, again, I don't know all the contracts and things like that, but it's certainly something that I can bring up.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, Josh, it's Mike Johnson from PW Insider. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Bound for Glory weekend, obviously going to be a big weekend for the company. You guys just launched the app. One of the things WWE's done a very good job at is building programming on their network around a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam, and obviously it helps drive subscriptions. I don't know if you'll have the ability to live stream stuff, but is it possible you guys will be creating content that can go up rather quickly over Bound for Glory weekend as a way to try to bring subscribers into the GWN app?
Well, we shot last week the BFG pre-show, and I know that'll air on Fight Network. Check your local listings in Canada and the U.S. for when that will air. We've talked about the BFG pre-show being on GWN. I think it, it's a no-brainer to put it on there. There were film crews from Toronto all over our tapings over the last year, all four shooting things to go on the app and across various platforms. If that gets released on BFG weekend, I'm not sure. But, you know, we're going to be up there, Ross and Lashley and Eli will be up there Friday. They're going to shoot a bunch of stuff. When we're there Saturday for the Bound for Glory backstage pass dinner, we'll shoot stuff. And, you know, it's just a matter of how quickly we can get it over to the guys and get it up. But I think they're, you know, to your point of building some buzz around not only the network, but, you know, BFG itself, I think that, you know, we have to do that sort of stuff. And I think there's going to be some incentives to get the app and get BFG, all those sort of things rolling out soon.
Josh, you got time for two more questions?
I do have time, Ross. You know why, Ross? Because my favorite thing to do is to make Moose sit and wait and listen to everything I'm saying right now. Hi, Moose.
Josh, it's not Moose. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge again, but I'm very flattered you thought I had the same physique as him. My question is to do with taping schedules, actually. Not so much to do with the network, but obviously, traditionally, wrestling pay-per-views have been on a Sunday night, and that, I guess, intrigues havoc with your taping schedule, that you then don't get an Impact for quite a few days afterwards. Has it ever been mooted, you know, to move it to a Saturday night or Friday night pay-per-view like boxing might do?
It's a good question and a good thought, but I don't think it messes with us too much. I mean, if you wanted to do the go-home show on Thursday live and then tape something on Friday and Saturday and then do the pay-per-view live on Sunday, I don't think it messes with us too much with having the live show on Sunday. You know, you go live to tape on Monday. Those tapes have to come back to Nashville. That's all part of the process. But I don't know if moving the pay-per-view to a Friday or a Saturday, I think you would have to look at would the audience come with you if you moved it to a Friday or Saturday. It's a good question.
Josh, my question, Derek Eaton here again. My question is similar to the last person's question. I think that if you move the view to a Friday or Saturday, you take the UK viewers with you to watch it live, because if you watch it live in Ireland or UK or somewhere else in Europe, you watch at midnight or 1 o'clock, and then at 4 a.m. people have worked you up in the morning. So if you move to a Friday or Saturday, that would be a good thing. That's it, really.
Well, you know what we can do on ImpactWrestling.com? We can put up a your excuse from work on Monday that you guys can download. We'll sign it, and then everyone can stay home from work on Monday.
Some great advice from Josh there. I appreciate it. Josh, once again, 10-15 minutes of your time is always much appreciated. A lot of insight on the network and, of course, the press conference for this Friday in Ottawa. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, just again, guys, this Friday in Ottawa, this is really the kickoff to Bound for Glory. Press conference open to the public, open to the press. It all goes down 3 p.m. Eastern at Crust and Crate. It's the official after-party location. We've had such a great time working with these guys, getting in touch with them. They're like, I was told that I could chip from the Aberdeen Pavilion to Crust and Crate, and my chipping is like really good. I'm very skilled at that for the golfers on the phone. And then obviously Bound for Glory live Sunday, November 5th on pay-per-view. More matches you'll find out this Thursday on Impact, and then tickets are still available for Bound for Glory. We're getting close to being sold out, but they're going to release some production tickets and things like that in the near future. So if you still want to join us for Bound for Glory, you can. And then, of course, Impact tapings Monday through Friday, all at the Aberdeen Pavilion, all going to be just a great time. And then join us afterwards every night at Crust and Crate for the post-show party. Moose will be there, and he'll do Moose with everyone. Moose. That's it for me, Ross. I got to go.
Josh, pleasure. Talk to you next week. And now we get to the real star of today's teleconference. I'm hoping Josh is off already. Calling from the UK, but let's welcome Moose. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are things going for you?
I'm going well. Just listening to Josh rambles and laying on the couch waiting to come on and talk to whoever I have to talk to.
That's pretty much Josh's specialty, is to ramble. But we know we're going to get some good stuff out of you. We got a kind of a real physical thing with you these days involving American Top Team, Dan Lambert and his crew. Your thoughts on what's going on with that whole mess?
There's a lot of fiasco going on with that, but I'm having fun with it. I mean, as you can see last Thursday, I did what most people said I should have probably went to jail for, or kind of snuck into their training facility and vandalized the place and took some stuff that maybe I shouldn't have taken, but it's all in good fun. I mean, I can't get my hands on Bobby and Moe and Dan Lambert, so I guess the best thing to do in that case was to take some free merch and to break down their training facility. So I have, me and Bond, I have fun doing that, and hopefully we get to have some more fun with those assholes.
Well, I'm sure all roads for you lead directly to Ottawa, Bound for Glory on November 5th. Your thoughts as the company heads up to Canada?
Oh, it's awesome. I can't wait. I love Canada. This won't be my first time going there. I've been there plenty of times, and the fans there are great. So whatever my match is going to be at Bound for Glory, I know it's going to be awesome, and I know the fans are going to have a great time, and I know I'm going to have a great time.
Well, Luke, before we open it up to media questions, let me ask you, as you heard, we are launching the Impact Pizza this Friday at Crust and Crate in Ottawa. What would you want on an Impact Pizza?
Oh, man, I kind of get, like, I haven't had pizza in so long, it's kind of making me hungry right now. I get weird toppings on pizza, probably sausage, pineapples, mushrooms. I kind of like the whole Hawaiian pizza thing, so hopefully they have that.
All right, well, we will update everybody after the press conference on Friday with the exact ingredients of your Impact Pizza. At this point, we'll open up for some questions for Moose. If you have a question, it would be star 6 to get in queue. Please identify yourself and your media outlet. And we ask for only one question at a time so we can get through as many questions as possible.
Hey, what's up, players? This is Teddy Long. And if you want to look like a true player, then you need to get yourself a Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt. That's right. Get yourself the Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt, the same one that I'm wearing and sporting and looking good in it each and every day. And if you want to get one of them, all you got to do is go to Pro Wrestling Tees. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. Get your T-shirt today, and you can look as pretty as me. Holla.
Hello there, Mr. Moose. It's Francis from A-Ring Pop. Mine is a two-part question. After Bound for Glory, do you think you might be going for the GFW like Global Championships? Also, as well, if now it's the NFL season, who do you think your early pick is for the Super Bowl?
My early pick for the Super Bowl is I'll say the Patriots, because they're the Super Bowl defending Super Bowl champ. So, I mean, I would love to see those guys go back. And, I mean, I'm a big Tom Brady fan. I got to play with him in 2010. And I want him to win every single Super Bowl until he retires, just so he could be like, I'm the only person that ever do that. And, I mean, it all depends on what. I mean, I would love to go after the global championship. I get tweets and messages from fans all the time that I should be the Impact Global Champion. So, I mean, I would love to get my hands on whoever wins that matchup in the main event.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Moose, this is Greg Matthews, Bitmo.com. Over the years, Impact has had several failed secondary titles from the King of the Mountain Championship, the television title, and so on. As a former two-time Impact Brand Champion, what do you think has made that title different from the rest that I just mentioned?
I can't hear you. You're kind of low.
Sorry about that. I was just asking about your thoughts on the Impact Grand Championship and how they've kind of differed from secondary titles of the past, such as the King of the Mountain Championship, Television Championship, and so on.
I think the Grand Championship is a unique format. It kind of switches up the whole game. I mean, it puts more of a boxing/MMA aspect to the match, and I think it's something different. And as you know, wrestling and everything different is always good. And I am a former two-time Grand Champion, and I was real good at that format. And obviously, you saw that I lost it. I don't think I got beat. I think I got screwed out of it. But I mean. I think we have a good champion in EC3, and we'll see what happens with that title. I mean, like I said before, and I said in the past, I think I want to at some point move on to maybe throw my name in a hat to go after the Impact Global Champion. I think it's long overdue, and I think I'm definitely ready to hold that title up.
Brian Rudder here from Main Event Radio. Moose, coming to Canada for Bound for Glory November the 5th. What are you most looking forward to do in Ottawa?
Just put on Bound for Glory is the biggest pay-per-view in the year for our company. And some would say it's one of the biggest pay-per-view of the year. So I'm looking to put on the best show that I can, especially for this year. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to rocking the house, rocking the fans. And this pay-per-view is going to be very special to me because my brother is actually going to be coming down with me, and we have a special entrance planned, and he's going to be with me. And so it makes this pay-per-view very, very special.
Bye, Moose.
This is Alistair Bates, you know, from realsport101.com. I saw you at Lucha Forever the other week, and I just want to know how what you previously told us that you can think crowds are your favourite. So I just want to know what makes them so special.
Well, Keith, again, you bring up.
Sorry, man. You previously told us that the British crowds are your favourite, so I just wanted to know what makes them so special.
The crowd is also, and I feel like they get very into every match. They get very into every match, and some people take it as they're trying to get themselves over. I take it as them being into what we do, and it's just always special wrestling for the British crowd, and I'm here now, and I love it.
Hey guys, Mike Lane of CBS and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. A really quick, two questions. Russ, if you get a chance, can you talk about any possible Hall of Fame entrance for this year, or maybe that's pushed to next? And then Moose, why do you think out of all the professional sports and Impact has been on the cutting edge, they brought in baseball professional players, NASCAR people, etc., but far more footballers, coming up to today with the champ like yourself, have crossed over to pro wrestling, starting with Bronco Nagurski and Leo Nalmolini, then to the 60s LA Rams. Some guys there, like Don Shuey, said they made more in the offseason pro wrestling than they did in the NFL. Why do so many gravitate, and is the skill set similar with football? Obviously, the Impact sports and stuff.
That's a tough question, but to answer it, I feel like, I guess there's a lot of football fans, there's a lot of wrestling fans, football, that would be easy to answer that question, but I think the skill set is totally different. I mean, you're talking about two different things, you can't really compare it, they're different. I mean, I guess the only thing coming from football going to wrestling maybe because you're an athlete, so it maybe helps with the transition. But other than that, it's two different disciplines, it's two different sports, and two different skill needed to do both. Like, you can't take a wrestler and throw him in a football field and say he will succeed. And, I mean, there's been a lot of football players who have tried to be wrestlers and failed. It's just the handful that succeed makes people think that, it's easy coming in, but it's two different disciplines. I feel like Impact does a great job in bringing crossing over because, I mean, it's always great to get fans from different sports to come in your sport to see what we do. Like, I mean, look at how many views we had just from D'Angelo Williams at Slammiversary coming in and putting on the show like he did. We had a lot of crossover fans coming in just to see, will D'Angelo Williams do good or will he fail or what will he do? And, I think Impact does a great job of doing that. As we're doing again this pay-per-view we've been doing lately with Stephen Bonner coming in and with King Mo coming in and the whole thing we're doing with American Top thing. So all praise to Impact Wrestling for doing that crossover.
Mike, thanks for your call, especially the flashback football names, Leo Nalmolini and others. First part of your question, I will look into that and try to have an answer for everybody by next week.
Hi, Miss Alistair again. Bring it back to my earlier question about the British crowds. What UK-based wrestlers have you been impressed with over there?
Oh man, I just had a match with Joe Coffey 2 days ago, and it was phenomenal. I mean, I'm a big fan of his, and I've said it before in the past, and I'll say it again. He's definitely a guy that I think Impact should think about bringing in. He's a phenomenal talent, good on the mic, outstanding in the ring, and there's more guys out here that's pretty good. Unsigned guys that's pretty good, guys like Ryan Smile and Chris Brooks and Travis Banks, all those guys are unsigned and are real good talent. And I mean, I do know that at some point Impact will be coming to do some shows in the UK. I don't know what the dates are or when, but I mean, these are guys that I feel like you should definitely think about bringing in.
Hey, this is Riju from Sportskeena. My question is, I've seen you wrestle largely before and you had a fantastic contest in India. What's your impression of him as an opponent? And the second part is, will you actually consider an MMA fight in the future, considering your current program? Thank you.
I've always been a big fan of MMA. I actually, one of my real good friends, Frank Trigg, that I've known for a while, he's one of the guys that helped me get into professional wrestling, believe it or not. Actually trained me for a little bit of MMA. I actually had flirted with the idea of going in the octagon at some point, or whatever you call it. I know the octagon is more of a UFC phrase, but going into MMA. But, I mean, but with what's going on now at American Top, you never know. I mean, it all depends, I guess, if the right matchup and the right amount of money came up, I wouldn't be opposed to doing it. And I mean, I have good friends in the business that can help me out with training if that ever came up. But I you never say never, and I'll never say no to it. It all depends on how it came up. And
hey, Moose, it's Johnson from PW Insider. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, talk a little bit about working with Stephen Bonner. Obviously, you guys are going to team Bound for Glory. You're a two-sport superstar. You came from the NFL and moved into pro wrestling. MMA into pro wrestling. In your eyes, what's this transition been like so far? And what it's been like working with him as you guys build a program?
Hello?
I said, what's it been like working with him as you build up the program?
Oh, can you repeat that? Like, I'm sorry, my connection is pretty bad.
That's okay. What has it been like working with Stephen Bonner as he's made the transition to wrestling? And what's your thoughts on his transition so far? And just thoughts on working with him?
Oh man, Stephen Bonner is awesome, man. He's a real cool guy. Awesome to work with, and he actually showed me some stuff. Which I'm sure you guys will see in the next couple of, maybe even this Thursday on TV, with some of the training we did together. I'll show him some stuff.
Hi, Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com. Moose, I was actually covering the Rams when you were in camp with them, so I'm pretty familiar with your football background. But moving on to wrestling, you're a pretty big guy, obviously a powerhouse, but you've always added things to kind of put a few more dimensions into your game. How important is it for you to be well-rounded in the ring, and how much do you want to not just be known as a power guy?
Hello?
Yeah, Moose, can you hear us now?
Visit our YouTube channel, search Gerwick Report Podcast, and subscribe.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Ryan, why don't you repeat that question?
I mentioned, Moose, that you're kind of known as a power guy. You're legitimately a big man in wrestling. Just wondering, as you add and develop more things to your game in the ring, how important is it to you to be known as a well-rounded performer as far as in-ring work?
I mean, I'm only 4 years into wrestling. This month made it 4 years I've been wrestling. So, I mean, I think it's a long process. And when I first came in, I am known as a powerhouse. I think being a powerhouse was what fans kind of saw in me. But, I mean, now I'm trying to, I'm still working on being a total package, doing more than just power moves and, you know, I'm just trying to mix it all up. I mean, when I came into wrestling, I wanted to be known as one of the best, and that's still my goal, and that's still something I'm working towards. I'm doing my best going all around the world and wrestling some of the best guys around the world just to try to hone my skills and turn me into a total package, and I mean, I don't have to be in the UK right now doing all the shows, but I choose to leave home and keep myself busy just so I could be successful in that goal I set aside to being one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Mouse, you're listening to me. You can hear me. My name is Stephanie from Future Magazine. You've been with Impact Wrestling for a little bit more than a year, and it's extremely impressive to see the people reactions. You really became a fan favorite, and I wanted to know if it was something you were expecting, and how do you feel about these incredible reactions you receive from the crowd, whether in the United States or in India too. Thank you.
It's still surreal for me. It's very surreal. But I mean, it was expected. I mean, this was something that I've been working on for a very long time. Even when I wasn't playing football, I always knew how to connect with the fans, and always knew how to connect with whatever crowd I was in. So I guess it's something that I've had. I guess it's a talent you can say that I've had for a while now, even with my football playing days. And but to go out there in front of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 500, no matter what the count is, and you have all these fans chanting your name and being so invested with what you do is still a surreal experience. And I guess I'm blessed for it to be happening.
Hello, Moose. David Dunn with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer here. A lot of times for a pro wrestler, they'll only be able to work sort of one marquee event a year, whether that's, you know, a Wrestle Kingdom or WrestleMania, etc. You've got Bound for Glory coming up, and you recently did Triple Mania for AAA in Mexico. So I was just wondering if I could get your thoughts on the experience of going down to Mexico and working on AAA's biggest card of the year.
Triple Mania was I was blessed enough to be one of the guys that was called up to go to Mexico to perform in AAA. I wish I would have had a better show in there or put in a more high profile match, but it is what it is. I mean, just to be called up there to be able to perform in front of 20,000 people or whatever the count was there in Mexico City was awesome. And I was glad I got to represent Impact Wrestling in Mexico. But I mean, Bound for Glory is the event of the year that I'm most looking forward to. And like I said, this one is going to be extra special to me because my brother, actual blood brother, is going to be there with me. And we have some stuff planned for my entrance, which I'm all about those entrances. So can't wait for that.
Hey, Moose, this is Brian Matthews from HitterMode.com again. It's rare for wrestlers nowadays to bring their entrance theme with them from company to company, and you've been able to do that from Ring of Honor to Impact. What kind of went into that process? Do you acquire the rights to your own theme song, and how would it help you stand out from the rest of the roster?
Well, I cannot hear you. You're breaking up, man. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Sorry about that. I was just asking about the transition from Ring of Honor to Impact in terms of you being able to keep your entrance theme, and how do you acquire the rights to that theme, and what kind of went into that?
That was easy. I mean, the entrance music was made by my brother, by a family member, so I don't think anybody could own the right to that music except for myself or my brother. So that's easy. No matter where I go, that will always be mine, you know. It's just one of those things. So it wasn't adjusting, it wasn't no transition. It's just the music goes where I go. So Ring of Honor was great when I was there, and I'm at Impact Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling was great. So
hi, Moose. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge here. Good evening to you. I'm in the UK as well, so I know how dark it is. My question is to do with Bound for Glory 2019, fast forward 12 months. Obviously, you've had a few feuds with EC3, which feels like it's unfinished business. But if you were headlining next year's Bound for Glory, who would you like to face, whether they're on the Impact roster or not at the moment? And in what kind of match would you think would steal the show?
Oh, man, honestly, we have so many good guys in our roster. I mean, it really doesn't matter who I will face. I mean, I could see myself headlining against Bobby Lashley. I mean, I feel like Bobby Lashley is a fight that is always going to happen. Someone actually tweeted this to me, and I thought it was very true. I feel like me and Bobby is destined to fight forever. So, I mean, I guess to answer your question, I mean, I would love to have a line about Glory against him. Or it could be EC3, it could be Eddie Edwards. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We have a roster filled with great talent, and I mean, I feel like I could pull out Match of the Year candidate with any of them.
To answer again, you mentioned D'Angelo Williams earlier. You still in touch with him, and would you like him to step back in the ring?
Oh, yeah, I just talked to him maybe 2 days ago. I talked to him all the time, actually, a good friend of mine. Luckily, we became good friends at our tag team lash of 6 months ago, whatever it was. And yeah, I would love for D'Angelo to step back in the ring. I think he's made for us. I mean, just the one match that he had at Slammiversary proved that he could be a great wrestler if he decided that that's what he wanted to do. So hopefully he decides to come back in the ring for that.
Hi, Moose. Donald Corby from the Irish Daily Mirror here. I wanted to ask you about your match in Dublin earlier this year against Jordan Devlin. Many people call it one of the best matches in Irish wrestling this year. What did you make of that whole contest, as well as the Dublin crowd and the Tivoli Theatre crowd?
Oh, man, that's funny, because I was actually on the show with Devlin a couple of days ago. We did ICW together, and we actually talked about that crowd. And we both agreed that that match was one of both of our favorite matches to this date. And it kind of, not to talk about other company, but one of my favorite match in wrestling history was The Rock versus Hogan at WrestleMania. And I forgot what year it was. But why that match was one of my favorite was because during the match, Hogan went from a heel into a babyface mid-match. And I kind of feel like that match with me and Jordan Devlin in Ireland, we did the same exact thing, where Jordan went from being a heel and being hated by the crowd to midway in the match, they loved him. And that's a test of his skills, and I guess a test to me helping him get that switch during the match. And just because of that moment in the match when he went from a full-blown heel to a big-time babyface, I feel like we created something, one of my best moments in wrestling history with Rock and Hogan. So that has to be one of my favorite matches to this day. And to answer your question, the Irish crowd is, they're fucking awesome. They're freaking awesome. And I can't wait to go back there with the OTT or whatever wrestling company is in Ireland.
Hello there, it's Francis from Your Ring Pop again. Hello, Moose. My question is, like, in the UK, have you had a chance to try any favourite foods in the UK? But also as well, like, one of the biggest things at the moment is the Double Down for KFC. Have you ever managed to have a chance to try it yet?
Oh, can you repeat the second part of that question?
And have you had a chance to try the new KFC Double Down yet? And is it a moose-proof burger?
I'll be honest, if I've been in the UK, I've eaten pretty much the same food day in and day out. Just whatever the two spots that's right next door to, that's what I've been going through. So I haven't really tried any different foods here yet, but I'm actually planning a trip, I guess, on vacation next year with my girl, so hopefully, she says she's a professional food writer, so hopefully when we come back here sometime next year, I'll get to experience more what kind of food we may have to offer, and not eat the same old chicken and rice that I'm eating every day as of right now.
Gary Keaton here from Freelance Ireland and WrestleLoo. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You should have released EC3. My favourite match ever had been a match that mentioned earlier with Jordan Devlin. What's your personal favourite match and what would I feel with EC3? And also, have you ever tried to get this?
Well, at least it was my favorite match.
Yeah, ask your favorite match and also if you've ever tried Guinness.
Have I ever tried Guinness? Like a beer?
Yeah.
Yes, I've tried Guinness and I think it's absolutely disgusting. I'm not a big Guinness drinker. I'm not even a big beer drinker. But to answer your question, my favorite match thus far in my career, and I hate to talk about other companies, but I'm just answering the question. But my favorite match has to be when I was in Ring of Honor versus Okada. And for those who don't know, I'm a super big fan of Okada, and he's somebody that even when I was in football, that I studied and watched a lot of his matches and looked up to him. So to step into the ring against him was like a moment that I would never forget. So, I mean, the match wasn't the best match I've had, but it's definitely my favorite match because of just the story going behind it.
We have time for a few more questions from Moose.
Riju from Sportskeeda again. So your last program was against Eli Drake. What's your opinion of him as the face of the company right now? Thank you.
Oh, I have nothing bad to say about Eli Drake. Nothing bad at all. I mean, I think he deserves everything he's given. I've always said before in past interviews and podcasts and stuff that I've done in the past, I think Eli Drake is one of those guys that needed the bright lights to show the world that he could be a top guy in his business, and he's gained that opportunity right now. We'll see what he does with it. I mean, I think in my opinion, he's one of the best guys on the mic, and I'm happy for him. I mean, I like the way he goes about winning his matches and the way he carries his business? No, but to each his own, I guess.
What are your thoughts on Johnny Impact and his actual career in GFW?
Oh, Johnny Impact. First of all, I think he has the funniest name ever in professional wrestling history. Second of all, I mean, Johnny's he's a good friend of mine, and I'm happy he's on board with Impact Wrestling, and I can't wait to see where his career goes from here, and I can't wait to see him versus Eli Drake at Bound for Glory. I mean, I know Eli's probably going to have Chris Adonis in his corner, so, I mean, so he has the upper edge right now, but I wouldn't count Johnny Impact out of it, you know. But I think this pay-per-view is very stacked, man. And with those two main event our pay-per-view, I came to see how it goes.
Mouse, it's Stephanie from Steel Magazine in UK again. We're just talking about Johnny Impact, but since Destination X, there's been such a new bunch of talents coming from AAA and others that are doing something quite impressive, in my opinion. And I wanted to know who would you be interested to wrestle? Pagano, Terrano, maybe OVE with a tag team partner. What do you think of this new breed of people coming, and who do you want to wrestle? Thank you again.
AAA has some great talent, and I'm glad to see the partnership with AAA has been going well, and we're trading off talent.
But I've wrestled all those guys. All those guys you mentioned at some point in my career, I have wrestled them. When I was in Mexico, so I mean, I know those guys are good. But to answer your question, who do I want to wrestle? I mean, I don't. Right now, I'm focused on Bobby Lashley. And after I'm done with Bobby Lashley, I want to like I said, go after the global championship. So if any of those guys are going after the global championship, then I would love to face them. If they're not, I guess we'll have to wait to see what happens. Because my focus now is Lashley, and after Lashley, it will be the global championship.
And the only answer to my question there was, I just was what was next for you after going to Glory, but I was just the global championship.
Yeah.
Hey, Moose, this is Greg Matthews from HiddenRoads.com again. It's been well documented that you and ACH have a bit of a friendship beyond the ring, and you recently competed in the Super X Cup not too long ago, a few months ago, and haven't been seen on the show since. But would you like to see him be brought back to the company and kind of be in a more prominent role in the X Division, given your friendship?
Yeah, definitely. I think ACH is awesome, and I think he could definitely help the company out, especially in that division, in the X Division, you know. So I hope they offer him something, and I hope he could be one of our mainstay guys in the X Division. But we'll see. I mean, I know this is a business, and if you're not talking dollars, then you're not talking sense. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, I would love ACH to be part of our roster and be part of our X Division. Yes.
Hey, from SportsKid again. My question is, if you had to pick your own Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling, whom would you choose?
If I had to pick my own what?
Mount Rushmore, four of the top guys in professional wrestling of all time.
My Mount Rushmore professional wrestling. That's tough, man. If I had to pick it, it would probably be... I think I saw a picture on the internet the other day, and it'll probably be the same four guys over in the picture. If I'm not mistaken, was it Ric Flair, Austin, Hogan, and who was the last one? Maybe The Rock. It'll probably be the same four. But honestly, that's tough, man. Like, what are you comparing the Mount? It all depends on what you're what are you basing it on? Are you basing it on who's made the most money? Are you basing it on who has the most successful? It all depends on what you like. That's hard with wrestling, man. I mean, it's very hard with wrestling because of it's entertainment. It's not real. It's entertainment, you know. So it's kind of hard to say the Mount Rushmore. It all depends on what you're basing it off. If you're basing it off of money, if you're basing it off of how many championships have been won, it all depends on what you're basing it off. So to answer that question is very impossible. It'll just be my opinion, my four best wrestlers, my four favorite wrestlers, which will be 100% all opinion, no facts.
Alrighty, Moose, we got one final question for you.
Hey, Moose, Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com again. We touched on the fact that you're an elite athlete at two different sports, and so I'm just curious, what's the bigger adrenaline rush, making a big play on the football field or popping an arena full of people in the wrestling ring? And thanks for your time today, sir.
The bigger, it's different, man. I know when I played football, it's definitely different, but that's a hard question to answer, but just because of my love for wrestling, I'll probably say the bigger adrenaline rush is being in a wrestler ring and having those fans chanting, "This is awesome," or chanting your name, or just being into every moment of your match. And I don't have to pick wrestling just because of my love for wrestling.
Alrighty, Moose, I appreciate your time very much. Bound for Glory is about 3 weeks away. What's your final thought heading into the home stretch here?
Man, I can't wait, man. Like I said, this is this pay-per-view, more than any in my career, is probably going to be the most special because I have a family member that's going to be part of it with me. So that kind of hits home a little bit. I can't wait. We're going to be in a new area. We're getting out of Orlando, so that's also another first for me. So, I heard that ticket sales for Battle for Glory is going really well, and it's about to be, there are only a few tickets left for the actual pay-per-view, and it's going to be sold out. So, that's amazing, man. I can't wait for it.
All righty. Media, I appreciate your time very much, as I'm sure Moose and Josh do, and we will talk to you next week, and we'll have the exclusive news on what ingredients are on the Impact Pizza launching this Friday at Crest and Crate in Ottawa. Moose, again, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey guys, Marty Daniels here. Check out Gerwick.net today for all of your wrestling news, breaking stories, TV recaps, live pay-per-view coverage, pay-per-view archives, complete WWE talent rosters for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Gerwick.net is your number one source for everything professional wrestling.